that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Art at the Matador. That's the big event happening today and tomorrow at the unique Matador Motel on the Esplanade in Chico. The rooms and the grounds will display a wide variety of artwork accompanied by the artists themselves. On today's broadcast, we'll be talking with some of those artists and with some of the musicians and fire dancers who'll be performing at the event.
I am a pirate. It is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is! Hurrah for the pirate king!
Hurrah for the pirate!
Also on today's show, we'll talk with the director and with cast members from the current production at Chico Theater Company, the Gilbert and Sullivan classic, The Pirates of Penzance. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Reading, Riverfront Playhouse opens the comedy Charlie's Aunt. Showtimes are tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tomorrow night at Reading's Cascade Theater, the North State Symphony, under the baton of Maestro Scott Seaton, presents Mahler's World. This concert, including Mahler's Symphony No. 5 and Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20, begins at 7:30. Then on Sunday, you can hear the North State Symphony perform the same program at CSU Chico's Laxon Auditorium, beginning at 2 o'clock. Sunday, at Reading's Cascade Theater, Ray Anthony pays musical tribute to rock and roll pioneer Ritchie Valens in a show that starts at 4 o'clock. The Orland Art Center features paintings by Rick Ingraham and Vince Walsh in the exhibit Impressive Impressionism and More. Hours at the center are 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Chico's Blue Room Theater ends its run of the intriguing Irish drama mystery, The Faith Healer. Only two more chances to see this show, tonight or tomorrow at 7:30. In Chico's Downtown Plaza tonight, the Friday night concert features a local favorite, Big Mo and the Full Moon Band. Get your fix of blues and funk starting at 7 o'clock. If acoustic guitars are more to your liking tonight, join the Chico State Guitar Ensemble at the university's Zing Recital Hall for the spring concert Romanza. The program, highlighting works by composers of the Romantic era, starts at 7:30. Chico's 1078 Gallery hosts its final exhibit in its present location. Alma Mater features works by 11 former CSU Chico ceramic art students. View these creative clay creations at the gallery, 820 Broadway, Thursday through Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. Chico Art Center, in its exhibit Confluence, presents digital media art and design by students from Chico State and Butte College. Computer-assisted work by these young artists, graphic design, animation, and robotics, is displayed at the center Monday through Friday from noon to 4 and Saturday or Sunday, 10 to 4. Tomorrow, the Janet Turner Print Museum at Chico State closes the 22nd Annual Juried Student Print Exhibition and the 15th Annual Student Ink and Clay Show. Visit the museum tomorrow between 11 and 4. at Butte College's main campus, the play Big Love, a comedic modern adaptation of an ancient Greek drama. It's staged at the Black Box Theater in the Arts Building, and there are only 3 more performances, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30. In Yuba City, the latest production by the acting company is Southern Hospitality. This laugh-out-loud farce plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. Tomorrow at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley, Queens of Jazz, Lorraine Gervais and Vivian Lee. These two women pay musical tribute to some of their favorite jazz singers, from Billie Holiday to Nina Simone. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Born on this date, one of the greatest stars of the silver screen, Katharine Hepburn. I think, Hepburn expressed, most of the people involved in any art always wonder whether they are really there because they're good or there because they're lucky.
The Matador. That's the big event for art lovers, and it starts today in just about an hour at 4 o'clock, and it's at the Matador Motel. Dolores, why don't you tell everybody about the Matador Motel and where it is and what it is?
The Matador Motel is a gem of Chico architecture. It's Mission Revival, built in the 40s by the Glumac family. They designed the building, brought in the tiles, set the tiles. They were the driving force behind it.
So it's a kind of unique and historic landmark in Chico, and it's right on the Esplanade.
I'm turning to Jana Lawton, who is on the planning committee and is also an exhibiting artist. Jana, what excites you about this event that's about to happen?
The artists get to do 2 things. One of them is to take over a motel room and make it into their own special gallery. We've got a number of artists that have some really unique ideas. I'll tell you a little bit about mine. We actually take out all the furniture that is part of a motel, and I'm bringing in trunks and boxes of things that we created. My husband and I are both artists. We have a sculpture garden, and we keep making art. It goes into the gallery and into our house, and after it's been around for a while, the new stuff takes over and the old stuff goes to the basement. But it's still really nice, and we just said, we need to give this a new showing. So we're going to bring lots of pieces made out of walnut, steel, stained glass, porcelain, all small sculptures that you might enjoy having in your home, and rather than our bigger, heavier, more robust sculptures that we have in the sculpture garden.
Well, this event, Art at the Matador, is a wonderland, and everybody's invited to be an Alice. You can go from room to room. There's all these different artists with their own environments.
It certainly is. There's the Zona Romantica. There is the Paper Times 3 room. It's going to be very exciting. There's also exhibitors outside. That includes you, Molly. You'll be in a tent. And Molly, you do the most fantastic art, an art of legend and fantasy.
Yep, and it's all made out of cocktail napkins, which sort of makes people's eyes roll back in their heads. I end up cutting out hundreds of images and then rearranging them. My themes, I tend to like sort of archetypes. One of my new pieces is the Beast of Beauty. This is the first year that I will actually be outside in a tent instead of inside. I actually did metal prints this year of a lot of my work, which I really like. So it's picked up the paper and the creases really well. They really pop, they shine.
What kind of subject matter do you usually depict in your metal pictures?
I'm sort of on a roll of a main character that's a skeleton. That skeleton moves throughout my artwork, morphs into many different things. Pele, the beast and beauty, a bear shaman. I like using mythical figures that are ancient and invoke an emotional response in people.
That was Molly Amick, one of the artists displaying work at Art at the Matador. Another facet of this event is there's lots of live music going on. We have here Susan Schrader. She's one of the musicians who will be performing.
My group does a little bit of jazz, some blues, some retro pop, throw in a country tune every so often. So we're pretty eclectic. We'll be there tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30. We have a classical guitarist in the morning tomorrow. We have a group that specializes in Beatle tunes that are going to play in the afternoon. That would be John C. Today we start off with the Red Dirt Bullies. Then Chris Winger and his Kickin' Cowboys are going to play in the evening. After that, we're having the Lumen Ninjas that are going to close the place out once it gets dark.
We have two of those Lumen Ninjas. They're going to tell us what that is and when that's happening today. Let me have you introduce yourselves first.
I'm Joe.
I am Leandra.
We're two fire performers in the Lumen Ninjas group of fire dancers, and we will be excitedly closing out the night. This will be our fourth year performing there, and it's always been a fun, exciting time. The response has been great from all the people enjoying the fire after nights of perusing the art and listening to the music.
For people who've never gotten to see your unique act, what do you do with fire? How does this work?
The performers have poi, staff, fans, some fire-breathing nunchucks.
And you throw them back and forth to each other and juggle them? Is that the idea?
There's definitely that, and a lot of times we don't always let go of them. We hold on to one end and spin the other flaming end around. They all have Kevlar wicks on them. We dip them in fuel, light them up, and get the music going and move around.
I've seen you at the past Art at the Matador events. Everybody gets so excited. Why do you think everybody is so excited to come and see a Lumen Ninja performance?
Fire.
Pyromaniacs.
It's a very elemental thing. It's entertained people forever. So if we can take advantage of that and have some more fun with it and dance around with it, that's what we'll be happy to do.
It's magical at night. As you twirl the fire, it becomes its own design against the dark sky and the moon and the stars. It's really wonderful.
And this will start tonight when the sky gets dark. About what time do you think that'll be, approximately?
It'll start about 8:30.
It's a really beautiful setting there, too, by the pool with the brick. That's a really beautiful venue.
And that beautiful venue is the Matador Motel on the Esplanade in Chico.
The Esplanade and 9th Avenue, with plenty of parking at Chico Nut Company. Susan, you know about all the nonprofits that are going to participate this year. Tell us about some of those.
The Turner Gallery from campus. They are going to have an interactive art activity for children. And MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, is going to have an activity as well. And isn't there something about searching for fairy doors?
Chico Art Center is going to have a search for fairy doors. They'll be in rooms and in tents, and if they find all of the ones we've hidden, they can get a stamped penny.
Ooh.
And also, the Chico Art Center is going to have a huge canvas that people can paint on if they're so inclined. And Butte College will be sponsoring iPad drawing. So if you've never tried it, this is your opportunity to do it.
I heard that there might be ballerinas dancing through this,
the
too.
The Chico Community Ballet will be out in full force, in full tutu.
There's
all kinds of
for
art.
Everybody.
Yeah. Performing arts, visual arts. It's a big event, a happening.
How about children? Sometimes children get a bit bored at art events. Will they get bored this time?
No, because they'll be looking for fairy doors, and they'll be doing art activities, and they'll be following those ballerinas around.
So. And how about eating tacos?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be the taco wagon. We serve our famous margaritas.
Oh, not to the kids, though.
Not to the kids, sorry. But, you know, to the parents. You know, it's really going to be very festive. There'll be lots of things to look at, and there'll be music so they can come around the stage and they can dance a little bit if they want to.
And we should talk about the cost of all of this, which is nothing. thing. It's all free.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful event.
So, Jenna and Molly, you've both taken part in this event before. What's exciting for you as an artist, being able to share your art in a festive event like this?
For me, it's actually seeing people look at my art and interacting with them. Making art is a pretty solitary activity, and so it's good to talk with people and see what they enjoy. I really think that's the most favorite part for me.
My favorite part is actually seeing all the other artists who come. I always hope to get away from my booth and go sneak into everyone else's rooms and their tents and see what they're doing. For me, it's reconnecting with a community again, seeing what people have been working on over the last year. It's a fantastic sort of social event.
So it starts at 4 o'clock today. You'll have plenty of time to get over there if you're in Chico listening to the show right now. And then it lasts till
right around 9 o'clock.
And then tomorrow, it actually starts in the morning, doesn't it? At
11 a.m.
And then it lasts till what time tomorrow?
7.
Well, this is a glorious event. It celebrates the vital Chico art community and entertainment community at a time when the arts really need community support.
A great, vibrant event. Art at the Matador, at the Matador Motel on Esplanade in Chico, and it starts in under an hour.
To live and die under the brave black flag I fly, then play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do. But I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king. It is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is! Hurrah for the pirate king!
Hurrah for the pirate king!
I'm here at Chico Theater Company, and their current show is the Gilbert and Sullivan classic Pirates of Penzance. And I have here the director, Mark Edson. This is kind of different from the usual kinds of shows that you do, Mark.
Yeah, it's the first time in our 14-year history that we've done an opera or a light opera on the stage. And I was kind of nervous about doing it because it's a different genre. It's a whole different cat from doing a musical or a regular straight play.
Why do you think that Gilbert and Sullivan light operas, and this one in particular, Pirates of Penzance, have been so consistently popular for 140 years?
I think there's several really good aspects. The undertone, of course, is the classes, the class warfare and making fun of the aristocracy that was happening at that time. And then that still is appropriate these days. And then it's the classic boy meets girl, boy can't have girl, boy fights to win the girl back, that kind of thing. And then the songs are just, they're very infectious. It's fun. It's a very fun show. It just kind of grabs you and takes hold of you. And you know, 150 years later, they're still just as popular as ever.
And now I'm here with Joel Pinkasoff, the Pirate King. So was it fun being a swashbuckler?
It took a bit of getting used to since it's my first play ever, but it's great fun.
So what was the most fun about playing the Pirate King?
Well, I have to say that being able to ham it up for the big solo bit, have all my little pirate cohorts around to do my bidding is fun. Yeah, just the humor of it.
And now I'm here with Denver Nash, who had one of the most fun parts, Major General Stanley.
The Major General song is one that most people really know from Pirates of Penzance, so I loved having the chance to do it.
I am the very model of a modern Major General. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both as simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news. Got it. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern Major General.
In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern Major General.
Have you ever before spoken so many syllables in so few minutes on stage?
Definitely not. Each phrase is 16 measures with at least two syllables per measure. So it's 32 to 64, depending on the verse, of words that you're saying in a very, very short span of time.
It seems like it's set up for us, the audience, to view it as a high wire act of enunciation.
Very much so. If you get the words just slightly out of order, the syllables don't come out right. So as you're learning it, that was one of the most challenging parts, was if you just reverse a word, it will not come out right at the end. So you have to really enunciate each and every word to make sure that the audience can understand this incredible amount of dialogue that you're going through in 2 minutes.
Well, describe your character.
Major General Stanley is a British Navy officer who's not very good at his job. He's incredibly smart and good at math, but he has absolutely no military knowledge. And he manages to fool the Pirate King with his intelligence and to tricking him to thinking that he is an orphan and thus playing on their sympathies to try and get out of having his life taken.
Now we have Zee Hansen, who plays the young lead, Frederick. Tell us about your character.
Well, Frederick is a very naive soul. He is raised to believe that he has been apprenticed to these pirates, which he later finds out was all just through a mistake from his handmaiden. But more importantly, he trusts in other people and believes, regardless of anything, they are going to be completely honest and wholehearted with him, which is why he takes so much to the pirate game. He learns everything. He's the best at everything he does because he's told he has to do it, so he's going to learn it. He's shocked to find out that people lie. It's not a concept he really can grasp.
It seems to me that Gilbert and Sullivan are kind of poking fun at opera and the kind of poses that you have in opera, as well as having this beautiful music. How did you walk the line between doing comic parody and beautiful music at the same time?
That's a great question. I actually, I had to realize that what I'm saying and doing is not a joke. Once I finally realized that every word spoken by Frederick is completely 100% genuine, then the comedy just flew out of it. It was that simple.
Were you able all the way through rehearsal to keep that sincerity, you know, good and true?
At the beginning, it was hard to get in the idea, but once the cast helped me, the musical director helped me, my director helped me, and I realized everything was all just pointing to, like you said, sincere and trusting of my surroundings and will, at the drop of a hat, can accept the fact that I'm a nobleman or that I'm a pirate or that I'm in love with this woman I just saw. it is their great writing that helped me achieve that.
So the subtitle of Pirates of Penzance is The Slave to Duty, and that's you. You're the slave to duty. Talk about how you're so bound up as Frederick to the idea of duty.
It's just, like he says, it's before all. The one thing that I did learn before pirating is that you do your duty. I am supposed to go and be an apprentice and give my whole heart and do it and give everything I have to it.
Now we have here Kyla Davidson. Tell us about your character.
Mabel is one of the wards of the Major General. She's a little ditzy, kind of an airhead. When she first discovers Frederick, she comes on stage and is just like, oh, take me. I'll marry you right away. Because, you know, these girls live on this island with their father and they haven't really met any other men. So at the first chance, she's jumping to go marry this guy. She has no idea who he is, knows nothing about him.
Have you ever before doing this show, done anything that was at all operatic like this?
I started studying opera about a year and a half ago with my teacher, Gwen Corradolo, who used to run the opera program at Chico State. And this is actually my first full operetta that I've gotten to do.
Is it fun doing those spectacular show-off trills in some of your songs there?
Yes, it's super fun. The first solo that Mabel sings is called Poor Wandering One, and the cadenza I do at the end of that, which is runs up and down, I actually got to write that because each actress writes her own for that part. It's really fun getting to sing all those high notes. It's what I like to do. Lots of practice, but it's fun.
Pirates of Penzance is at Chico Theater Company, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30, and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. And that's through May 21st. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.